podcast number one in a series where talking to independent theatre people. So we're going to start off, me and Fran. So I'm Karen Lyon at PCM Creative on Twitter, and you are?
Fran Rifkin. I'm chair of the Independent Theatre Arts Committee in Equisium.
Yeah.
I'm a director and workshop leader.
And at Fran Rifkin on Twitter, I believe.
Yes.
So, independence, what is it, are we saying? This is sort of our first little mumble, isn't it, into podcasting sphere.
Well, I'm just laughing at a cat that's digging a hole in one of my flower beds in a really disgusting way. I'm sorry, Twitter people, but the cat is digging up some...
Oh, yes, it was hidden by a chair.
Yes. Oh, well.
The world goes by.
Yes, sorry about that, Karen. Independent, well, the issue of independence is an interesting one because it came up originally as a notion of people who are independent of the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Or not dependent upon it, or not subscribing to it. It depends upon how you look at it. I mean, for some people working in the non-mainstream fields, there's a total opposition to the mainstream. Mm. I myself have not been interested in working in mainstream for about 30-odd years.
Yeah.
I can't see the point for me, but I know that there are plenty of very good and very creative people who are working in the independent fields and in the mainstream fields and are interested in good work and creative work. Mm. Rather than just industrial work. But for people dependent on theatre for a living, it's hard for them to completely renounce, unless they have a very strong motivation, the notion of working across the fields.
Yeah.
So it depends upon who you are and what you think and what you want.
I think there's this notion as well that if you are part of an independent part of an industry, it's kind of code for low pay, no pay, or profit share, fringe,
yes.
All of those kind not of true. Terms. So, not true.
Well, I mean, there's the Independent Theatre Council,
mm.
which is full of companies who aren't independent in the sense that they're funded
yeah.
and on contract, but they've been called the Independent Theatre Council since about 1978.
Which all came out of the fringe movement, wasn't it?
Out of the huge collective movement that unionised the fringe and got it recognised.
So can you very quickly do a recap of taking a zooming through the 70s, 80s, 90s and where we are now?
Well, in the 70s, those of us who had sort of come out of university in the late 60s expecting work in theatre, and rightly expecting work in theatre, some of us I think went into the mainstream like me, and I didn't much like it. I managed to get myself fired by some very famous people because they said I was insufficiently subordinate. But I was quite professional, but I was probably insufficiently creepy. But I also realised, putting it seriously, that women as directors had had it at that point. There were very, very few. And it was perfectly clear from the mainstream of the men that I had attempted to work with that there was very little space for women to get in as directors. One or two, but very, very few. And I don't believe any of the women who were operating as assistant directors when I was an assistant stage manager at places like Stratford ever really became well-known directors who ran mainstream theatres. And looking at this, I decided that I wasn't really interested, that I wasn't interested in something that didn't want me, had a very bullying, sexist culture, and was also doing work which seemed very repetitive, like endlessly repeating Shakespeare or whatever. So when I got fired for the second time, I went off and formed a theatre company and ran lunchtime theatre at a pub called Lamb and Flag in Covent Garden. And on looking around, began to see with other people, many other people in the field, that there was a huge imbalance in the funding that was available, that the male-dominated mainstream had got funding as a result of moves that had taken place in the 50s and 60s, and that building-based companies had done very well out of it, as it seemed at that time, but that for people coming up out of what we didn't at that point call the independent field, we called it the fringe, there was very little, apparently a very poor future. We approached the Arts Council, there was not very much money. And so we formed an organisation with a guy called Bruce Birchall, who died a couple of years ago, called the Association of Community Theatres. And that was an association of quite political theatres, working in community, working in small scale theatres, working in all over the place really, parks.
Mm.
A huge, and particularly working in theatre and education.
So where are we mid-70s?
This is about 1971, 1973. And we began to see there were a large number of people doing this work with very little recognition from the arts superstructures. And so those of us who were in Equity decided that we would start a campaign to get £1 million for the fringe, as we called it.
So hold that there. I think we've done 5 minutes. We're not going to continue more, but we're going to start up another audio booth. So if you stay on the channel, you'll see the next one.